Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to 1 Samuel this morning. 1 Samuel, the second chapter. We began a few weeks ago on a series we were calling The Honor of God. The Honor of God. And so we want to continue with that this morning. And in 1 Samuel, the second chapter, you see our text, 1 Samuel 2 and verse 30. 1 Samuel 2 and 30. The Lord said in the latter part of the verse, He said, For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let me read that again. Think about it. Tell me now who's talking here. God Himself is speaking, and He said, Them are those that honor me, God said. If you honor God, you honor me, I will honor you. Isn't that a tremendous word? Do you think it would be a great thing for God to honor you? Oh, my. And is it a fact? Can you count on it? If He said He would do it, He would do it. And He said, If you honor me, I'm going to honor you. But He went on to say that they that despise me, which is the exact opposite of honoring, despising, they shall be lightly esteemed. Now here you get another definition of despise. Another way of saying despise is to say lightly esteem. I know when I first started studying this some years ago, I was a little bit surprised to see that the word uses in the Bible, the word despise, means something a little different than what I had thought. When I think despise, I think of being repulsed by something and just treating something with disgust, despising. But the Bible includes a much broader idea. To just ignore something can be despising. That is, that you fail to value it. You fail to appreciate it. I mean, if we're in here talking about the Word of God, and somebody comes in and they say, oh, you know, that's just somebody preaching in that old book again, and what is that? You know, it's just a bunch of old literature, and that's despising. They come in, you and I are worshiping God, and the Lord's ministering to us, and they go, well, what is that? What good is all that? Then they are not honoring, they are despising. We wouldn't usually use that word today, but that's how the Bible uses the word. Despising means failing to honor, failing to value, failing to appreciate the value and importance of a thing. So when we talk about the honor of God, I think you understand that we live in a generation where a lot of people know nothing about honor.
That's right.
I mean, we have lost so much ground in the past few decades where this subject is concerned. And it is not just a good thing to know and a noble and a right thing to teach and think about. It is essential to receiving from God. It's as basic as getting saved. You're not going to get saved unless you value the Word of God, unless you value what Jesus has done for you, right? Unless you value the blood, you value the work of the cross. If you think, well, you know, what is that? That means you're going to be lost and stay lost. But how many of you that know you're born again and the work of the cross means something to you? You honor it. You esteem it. You value it. And this is not just a collection of old literature. This is the Word of the living God. Heaven and earth will pass away. But this will not pass away.
Amen.
And there's life in this word, healing in this word. Amen.
Amen.
But see, it only these things only come to those who see it that way, who value it that way. You know, Jesus said this. He said, take heed what you hear. For with the measure you meet to it, that's what will be measured back to you. Take heed how you hear, he said in another place. It's really something how that two people can be in the same service, sitting side by side, hear the same things, see the same things, and one leave bored and the other leave completely changed. Why? Because one heard, like the scripture said in Thessalonians. In fact, turn over there and look at it. I could quote it, but 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Notice how these people heard Paul when he came and spoke to them. 1 Thessalonians and the second chapter, verse 12. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. He said that you would walk worthy of God who's called you to his kingdom and glory. This is 1 Thessalonians 2, now 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. Here you get a revelation of why things work for some people and others it does not. It's because some people receive it as God and others just as talk. Some people receive it as the Lord honoring and ministering to them, and others perceive it and receive it as a waste of time. There's a lot of people that are not in church anywhere this morning because they don't see the point. Why go? Man, this is my free time, my time to sleep in, my time to play. My time to goof off and watch TV. Veg out on the couch. They don't see the value like you do. Well, why'd you get up this morning, get dressed? Get out in the cold weather. Huh? Why did you? You value something. Same reason I did. We value the Spirit of God and the presence of God and the church of the Lord. And the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Why we stand up here and pray? We can't see who we're praying to. We don't hear with an audible voice. Some people think we're foolish. We all come in here and pray like we're talking to somebody. And they can't see him. Why do we do that? Because we know he's real. We know he hears us. And we know he answers our prayers. That's why we do it, because things are actually happening.
We
read testimonies up here every service.
Hallelujah.
That didn't just happen accidentally. It didn't just happen automatically. It wouldn't have just happened anyway.
Amen.
It's God when people decide they want to come give you their hard-earned money. These people telling about their brains being healed and memory being restored, that didn't just happen. You don't go for decades and it's not happening and then just, well, it just started happening.
That's right.
Isn't that a curious thing?
No.
It's a God thing.
Yeah.
Somebody prayed. Somebody asked the Lord to do something and he's doing it.
Amen.
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 Well, there are people that despise church. They despise prayer. They despise preachers. But we value the things of God.
Amen.
And the people of God. And the ministries of God. And the church of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm talking about honor. And how many understand? We talked about this some last week. The Lord's very big in delegation. If he said, if you don't receive the one I send, you don't receive me. And if you don't receive me, you don't receive the one who sent me. And if you don't receive the Holy Spirit, then you didn't receive the one who sent the Holy Spirit. You don't receive Jesus, you don't receive the Father who sent Jesus. Is that right?
Right.
And so he's very, very big on delegation. So when you and I receive each other, not after the flesh, but in God, we're receiving God. And we're honoring God. When we receive the things of God. So the way you show love for God is showing love to people. The way you show respect and honor for God is showing respect and honor for people. Now we begin talking about how to show honor, practical ways. And the first one we mentioned was reference, R-E-F-E-R, reference. How you refer to a thing shows whether you honor it or not. How you refer to a person shows your degree of respect and honor for them. You don't refer to your father as my old man.
No.
That's not enough respect.
That's right.
Did you hear me?
That's right.
You don't refer to your wife as my old lady. Not enough respect.
Amen.
Calling your parents by their first name is not enough respect. Are you with me?
Yes.
We need to make some adjustments and changes in these things.
Amen.
And we need to feel comfortable coming before the presence of the Lord. And He is Abba.
That's right.
Daddy.
Amen.
Father. But at the same time, you don't want to become so casual in your approach that you're not respectful. And I've heard people talk about the Holy Spirit and they say, well, you got the ghost? You got the ghost? Well, we need to be reverential.
That's right.
Yes, we need to be free with Him, but we also need to realize who we're talking to.
Right.
And when you come to prayer, you know, I mean, if you came into the president's office for something, you wouldn't just come and sit on the edge of the desk and go, hey, Prez, what's up? Would you not if you had any sense? Somebody said, well, he's just a man too, like me. Now, see, that's the problem. I said, that's a problem. He is just a man. Everybody, every preacher, every minister, every leader, everybody is just a man or just a woman after the flesh. But if God's given them a place,
that's right.
Did you hear me? Then that place is more than flesh.
Amen.
And sure, you know their flesh like you are, and you know they put their pants on one leg at a time just like you do, and you know that they've got weaknesses and they've made mistakes. You know that. But if you don't respect the place, then you wind up failing to honor God.
That's right.
Who gave them the place and chose them and put them in the place.
That's right.
God makes choice from among us. And though we're all equally loved and have equal share in redemption, we do not all have equal place in the kingdom.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.